This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. If you had to guess, which would you say is smarter, an ear of corn or a caterpillar, if you had to guess? Well, for a while it was the corn, which has been genetically engineered to kill insects that want to eat it. Cotton, too, has been altered. Now, though, it looks like the caterpillar has learned some lessons. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
The crops contain a gene that was extracted from an insect-killing microbe called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. So the genetically engineered corn and cotton are often called BT crops. When they first went on the market about 10 years ago, Bruce Tabashnik from the University of Arizona thought they might not work for long.
I thought we might see resistance to BT crops in 5 years or less.
It took twice as long as expected, but Tabashnik says he's now seen the first case of resistance in a caterpillar called the bollworm.
It's a pest in cotton, corn, and many other crops. It eats many different crops.
The evidence comes from another group of researchers at the University of Arkansas. Those scientists have been collecting bollworms and other pests from cotton fields in Mississippi and Arkansas. And some of the bollworms collected in recent years have been able to survive much higher doses of the BT poison in laboratory experiments. Tabashnik published his analysis in the current issue of Nature Biotechnology. In an odd twist, though, the scientists in Arkansas who actually collected those bollworms and tested them aren't so sure the resistance is all that new. They say those hardy insects may have been living in cotton fields all along. Scientists just happen to find them now. In any case, if more bollworms are surviving on BT cotton, farmers haven't yet noticed much practical effect. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.